Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, why Japan? I mean, think about this. When you're thinking about when God's calling you to a nation, and we want to say a big shout out and hello to all of our audience in Japan and over in Asia. It was so encouraging to watch all of our applications and everything being offered in Japanese, Mandarin, and Chinese.
Oh, yeah,
all
this different.
Like, oh, wow, we need to make sure, we need to interpret that, make sure it's right. Oh, interpretate it. Anyway, so,
one of the two.
You know, why Japan? You think about it when you're talking about reaching out, because he said, Jesus said, go to all the nations and preach, tell them about him, tell them about his kingdom. And in one beautiful nation, we actually are so blessed by Japan because of all the technology that we use, the medical. There's so many breakthroughs. Their economy, I think, is closer to our economy than anybody mm-hmm. else's economy in regards to how the stock market works and that type of stuff. I think it's closer now than it's ever been. We actually were in a better state. But just we're so thankful to them. And but God loves the Japanese people. And so the question we want to ask ourselves, I want you just to see this. I want you to hear it. You know, why Japan? Watch this. Listen.
One of the most common questions we get is why Japan? Why does Japan need missionaries? They're rich, they're prosperous. But what most people don't realize is that Japan is actually one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. There are 127 million people in Japan. Fully one-third of them live in an area called the Kanto Plain. Tokyo is one of the largest urban centers in the world. It's a study in contrasts. There's the ancient, there's the traditional, with temples and shrines, and many of the old ways still visible on every street corner. And yet, there's also the modern, the progressive, a city that's constantly running forward. There's the very rich, and there's the very poor. Though Japan is materially well off, it's spiritually very poor. Out of 692 large cities, 86 have only one church, and 10 large cities have no church at all. There's one missionary for every 56,000 Japanese. Shinto and Buddhism are the main religions of Japan. These are religions widely practiced, but honestly not widely believed. 79% of Japanese, when asked if they had to choose a religion, expressed their greatest interest in Christianity. But why? Why don't they come to Christ at that level? There's many reasons. After World War II, Hirohito, the emperor, declared to the nation that he was not God. And something was born in the heart of the Japanese at that point, where they began to wonder, well, if this man who was a god isn't anymore, how can we trust anything? And a hopelessness began to enter into the nation. 11% of Japanese wish that they had never been born. 85% of the young people wonder why they even exist. There's a hopelessness in Japan that can only be answered by the God who made them, by the God who knows why he created them. Japan has the sixth highest suicide rate on the planet. An estimated 30,000 people a year take their own lives. That's 100 people a day. That's 3 people every hour committing suicide in Japan. Francis Xavier said that the Japanese were some of the finest people he'd ever met on the planet. They said this was a nation that was ripe for the gospel, and you still see it. The Japanese, they're beautiful people. They're hospitable. They're smart. Their attention to detail. They're striving for excellence. They do things well. The Japanese are incredibly smart. They're creative. They're funny. They're hospitable. There's so much talent and so much gifting and so much that's amazing about this culture. But at the same time, families are breaking down. Fathers work so many hours a week that their kids sometimes see them an hour or less every week. This is a fatherless people, a fatherless generation. There's men and women growing up in this country who don't know who they are. They don't know what it means to be mature. Many Japanese experience hopelessness as an almost constant reality of their life. So what's the answer? It's clear that Jesus is the answer. It's clear that Jesus is the source of hope. It's clear that Jesus is the only one. He called this nation out. He is calling this nation out. He's the one who said, I call you by name to be my chosen people. I believe that God is going to turn this into one of the greatest missionary sending nations in the world. I believe that the Japanese are the key to reaching the rest of Asia and the keys to reaching the Muslim nations. But the only way they're ever going to know is if you come, if you say yes. We need teachers. We need athletes. We need artists. If you have a gift set, we need you to come and bring what the Lord has gifted you with to reach a nation that's on the cusp of revival, that's on the cusp of being released as a sending nation. Why Japan? The real question is, why not Japan?
Powerful. When you think about how we live our lives, and you're looking at, you know, a YWAM saying, you know, get in the mission field, come to Japan. And you think about it, how many things are in your life, in your home, that you're benefiting from, that the Japanese people, that their fathers worked all those hours so we could have that. And so they have a fatherless generation, fatherless nation, so that we can have things and stuff. We need to go and the heart of gratitude and go to Japan. You need to think about it. Begin to pray, you know, get rightly related, you know, come to Jesus, get rightly related with him, rightly related with a family of God. And then begin to pray, Lord, give me your heart for Japan. Give me your heart for the Japanese people. Begin to look and notice all the products and all the technology and all the news coming from Japan, where, you know, all these iPhones that are being built reportedly in Japan, where they're going on top of the company buildings and they're wanting to commit suicide. They're working so hard.
Yeah, they see companies like Canon, Fuji. It's a bunch of them that are based out of them, trying to find some more for you. But I was amazed as you started saying that. I started realizing there are a lot of technological companies that are coming out of Japan that, you're right, we benefit every day from and don't even give thought to the people and the industry and the man hours and the labor that's dedicated towards that. It's pretty amazing.
And you think about it, you know, everything's global today. Everything's global. But most people, when you hear global, they're thinking more of like, I get to go see more nations. I can spend more time, more people. I can make more money now because my market's more mobile. But I got news for you. Slavery's mobile, as global, not mobile, global.
Yeah.
Because you think about what slavery was in America. It was people living a better life on the backs of others who were denied their life. And so as much as that is a horrible sin of America, is it not a sin today? Are we as Christians thinking, you know, does it really matter? You know, I don't have a relationship with that culture, you know, and they're so far over there. You know, they're way out there in the field of Japan working and tending our technical crops.
Yeah, I think it goes back to our mindset, you know, that we see ourselves as, you know, a Christian, or that we just see ourselves as a global Christian. And we talked about this before, but the business, you know, arena sphere has this all figured out. They're reaching out. I mean, you have McDonald's there. You have all these major American companies that are in Japan trying to reach the Japanese to increase their market. And business has
They're multiplying.
Right. They're marketing to them. And yet, you know, because why? It affects their bottom line. They realize that if they can go out there and they can market their product to the Japanese people in a way that makes sense to them, they can make more money, they can sell more product, and their profits increase and things go well for them. Well, as the church, what's our bottom line? Our bottom line is to fulfill the Great Commandment.
Well, no. Because if our bottom line was that, well, we'd be in Japan.
Well, it is that. We're not obeying it.
Right, exactly.
That's
Jesus' bottom line.
That's Jesus'
The question
bottom
is,
line.
It needs to be the church's bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, is right now, the bottom line is, it's money in America, the American church. You can say what you want to, but it's $1.3 million per baptized believer we're paying. In this monstrosities that we're building, and why that's going on.
Yeah.
It is, you know, 97% of the regular church attenders, this is all according to George Barner statistics, don't even give God his tithes and his offerings. They're robbing God. That James Foley loses his head. They cut his head off in front of all of us, and our leaders go play golf. But when Sony Corporation is hacked, and the bottom line money is affected, the Homeland Security and everybody meets together in the White House and they didn't play golf. And I'm thinking, right now, the bottom line is not Jesus's bottom line.
No, it's not.
And we were too blended in with this culture of America. As a church, he said, do not conform to the culture. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, perfect, and pleasing will. And his will is for us is to go multiply, is to go into all the nations. We have to shake ourselves loose from this culture and love the culture, love the people in the culture, love the different nations. But understand, we're supposed to go to the nations and tell them about Jesus. Our whole life is supposed to be engulfed in this because we're living for eternity. Mm. The truth is, it's politically correct to say the church is bottom line souls. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, presently, if you looked at the evidence, if you looked at the evidence, what would you say the bottom line is? What would it be?
Personal kingdom expansion, building their own kingdom as opposed to
personal wealth.
Yeah, personal wealth, their personal own kingdom, wealth. Not God's kingdom.
And he said, you know, the Lord said, you know, you got to make up your mind which kingdom you're going to be a part of. The rich young ruler said, he was honest, you know. He looked at Jesus and he goes, I'm not going to give up my wealth. I'm not going to give up my kingdom.
No.
And even though Jesus still loved him, he walked away from Jesus. And I really believe right now we got to repent from in America is like, we're like the rich young ruler. We walked away from Japan and we just bought their cotton. Mm. We walked away from India and we just bought their cotton and we just ignore the fact of what's going on. We should be in there in the fields. It makes me think about the Moravians. The Moravians who had such a heart for understanding this that when they got the call, there was a particular island, I don't know where the island was, but it was locked off from all humanity with the slaves were on this island. So what they did as Christians, they told their wives goodbye, their children goodbye, and they sold themselves into slavery that they may tell those slaves about Jesus. Mm. And they're the words before they left their family says, oh, that may he receive his reward.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. And that's something you would die for. That's something you would you're not going to lay your life down for religion, all this kind of stuff. But listen, that's what God's called you to be. That's kingdom. That's what God wants in our lives. And everything's supposed to always be on the line. It's not some oddity. Everything is always supposed to be on the line because we don't know when our day is being a call. We're going to stand before the throne of God and say, you know, were you faithful? Were you fruitful? We're all called. Why not Japan?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.